Hare Krishna. Welcome back to our discussion on positive thinking. We will now discuss about how the principles of energy, ENERGY, expectations, cultivate smart expectations, and nip comparing mentality in the bud, compete with yourself, ERGY. E is fix your eyes on real success. R is be resolute, avoid worldly passions and opinions. And G is grateful, gratitude, be grateful for God's gifts. And Y is say yes to God. So we discussed these principles in our previous talks. Now we will discuss about how we can apply these principles in our life. So let's begin. Someone might say that, yeah, all this sounds like good wisdom. I know it and I've heard it before. It is nice hearing about it. But I can't apply this. So what to do in such a situation? That we will discuss in today's talk. So let's see here. We have the Greek thinker Seneca says, it is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult. So here we see that the point is we all need courage. Now we often think of courage in terms of maybe if some hooligan is attacking someone and then we think I'll go and intervene in between. But this is such a big bulky person, I am so small, how can I deal with such a person? We may think, oh, this requires courage. Fighting against some big person. Yes, it requires courage. But actually, even greater courage is required for taking on our own inner demons. The forces within us that weaken us, that attack us and that choke us. So challenging and countering them requires far greater strength than does fighting outer demons, fighting outer problems. So when we understand there are certain empowering principles which can help us become better, and then we hesitate, we don't apply those principles in our lives, then we understand then that what is it? That is, there are some inner demons which are preventing us from applying those principles. So we have the courage to fight against them. It is they which make us think that this is too difficult to apply. So it is not because things are difficult that we don't dare. It is rather because we don't dare that things remain difficult. When we don't have the courage, then any obstacle seems like a insurmountable obstacle. And to go beyond these obstacles, we need to move upwards, onwards, towards attaining the inner fulfillment and outer achievement that comes through holistic development. So holistic development we can compare to a recovery, a spiritual recovery. We discussed how at our core we are spiritual beings, and as spiritual beings we are meant to be potent as God's parts. God is all pure, He is potent, and we are pure and we are potent. So just as a jewel which is covered by grime may not shine, but when its dirt around it is removed, it starts shining. Similarly, the spiritual effulgence of the soul shines forth as virtues. And we can do wonderful things once our spiritual essence is uncovered. So currently, we are in a diseased condition. And the way out of this diseased condition is twofold. Suppose we go to a doctor. The doctor gives us, firstly, some diagnosis. The diagnosis tells us that this is wrong. This is that, okay, you have some deficiency. You have some iron deficiency in your body, say. Now if the doctor says, you can go now. Say, so what? What should I do? You know, just giving a diagnosis is not enough. Along with the diagnosis, the doctor needs to give a prescription. And the doctor says, okay, you have iron deficiency, and these are pills which will increase the iron content in your body. Take these twice a day. And then that prescription is what enables us to use the diagnosis. A diagnosis without prescription is purely theoretical. And conversely, a prescription without diagnosis is not very persuasive. Suppose, say, if we go to a doctor and we have tried out the doctor's medicines, it has not helped us much. And say, if we have been to a dozen doctors because of some malady and we have not found anyone's medicine of much help, then if we go to a doctor and the doctor tells us, okay, take this medicine. Why? What is this medicine going to do? What is wrong with me? Doctor says, don't bother about all this, just take this medicine. We will not feel convinced, we will not feel inspired to take that medicine, because we would like to know, what is it that is this medicine going to do? A prescription without diagnosis is also unpersuasive. There has to be diagnosis and there has to be prescription combined together. So the diagnosis satisfies our rational intellectual side, which helps us make sense of what is happening. And the application, the prescription, is what enables us to test out the veracity of the diagnosis by observing the effects of the medication on ourselves. If the medicine cures us, then we understand, okay, this prescription was for this diagnosis. This prescription has worked, therefore the diagnosis must have also been correct. And in that way, we can move onwards towards further health, as our confidence in the doctor, accuracy of the doctor's diagnosis and therapy increases. So spiritual life quite often is focused only on diagnosis. Some people, they just do a lot of, oh, the mind is like this. Oh, you know, you have got this weakness. Oh, no, this is a particular tendency you have, this habit you have. Okay. There are many, not just in spiritual life, but even in general social life, there are many people who find faults, saying that this is wrong, that is wrong, that is wrong. But they offer very little, if any, practical correctives. And we need practical methods for self-improvement, without which we will not be able to do anything substantial about whatever knowledge we acquire. Suppose we find that, okay, my willpower is poor. So what do I do? You know, that's the diagnosis. The willpower is poor. But what do I do? How do I improve my willpower? For that, a practical method has to be given. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us that it doesn't just give theoretical knowledge. It doesn't just give diagnosis. It also gives prescription. So the ninth chapter, second verse in the Bhagavad Gita states, Rajya Vidya Rajya Guhyam Pavitramidam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartum Avyayam. So here the first part talks about the theoretical knowledge. Rajya Vidya Rajya Guhyam. The topmost knowledge, confidential knowledge. But then pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, that it is, can be practically applied in our lives. And susukham kartum avyayam, susukham kartum, this is joyfully performed. So when we can experience higher spiritual realities in our life, and we can also experience happiness that results when we live according to the principles of bhakti. So this is an example of how there can be a harmonious blend of prescription and diagnosis and prescription combined together. So we did the diagnosis till now, and we discussed the prescription at a meta level in terms of the Energy Sutra. In the future talk, based on the acronym PIES, we will discuss about how these principles can be applied, what the prescription is in specific terms, and how we can check out the prescription in our own lives, that we'll discuss in our next talk. Thank you. Hare Krishna.